For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Inner Rockman.
Hey, Safe from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Rust and Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Let's go!
I was walking down the street, a yacht came flying past and knocked me off my feet. Just as I got up, the police, they did appear. They grabbed me by the collar and pulled me on the ear. They took me down the station and put me in a line. They said I'd have to pay for this nasty crime. Now don't go blaming me, because it wasn't all my fault. Now don't go locking up that precious family vault. People say I'm evil, a very strange belief. No one really knows me, they say I'm a thief. They took me to the jail and put me in a cell, saying as they turned away, just you rot in hell. 20 years I spent with the criminal mob. The day that I got out, I swore to get that job. Then the other night, I was walking home to bed. I saw that bloody yacht and punched it in the head. Now don't go blaming me, because it wasn't all my fault. Now don't go locking up that precious family vault. People sound evil, a very strange belief. No one really knows me, they say I am a thief. Now don't go blaming me, because it wasn't all my fault. Now don't go locking up that precious family vault. People sound evil, a very strange belief. No one really knows me, they say I am a thief.
start to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show. Yes, we have jumped back to 1985. An Aussie triple play, the all-nighters kicked us off, Soul for Sale, which is actually a B-side from their single Wake Up Sydney. Off the Shelf, also a Sydney band. Their only single, weirdly enough. Those guys were around from like the early 80s, broke up in 1993, I reckon. Thief was the name of that one. Those guys, well, most of those guys, the Off the Shelf team, got together and formed Dr. Raju, who we play quite a lot of on this show because they are awesome. I don't know how long Dr. Raju were around for. Still about, theoretically. As are Naughty Rhythms from Canberra. Naughty Rhythms. Jungle of Love was their penultimate single. They put out tracks way back in 81. And I think Don't Touch Me came out in 1986, which is their final single release. And like I said, I'm pretty sure Naughty Rhythms are still officially together. They just don't play anymore. But they will do weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, etc., etc., if you ask them nicely. I don't know how you ask them, but please do. It would be a lot of fun. And that brings us nicely into Ska Nation Radio with Beefy this week. 40 years! Yeah, those tracks are now 40 years old. Does that make you feel old? Makes me feel old. And I wasn't even around then in Australia, but man, 40 years old. And I could have played some awesome other bands like Strange Tenants, still playing. No Nonsense. Unfortunately, not playing as a band, but I have notification from Richard Bruce himself that new music is on the way from No Nonsense. Wow. Looney Tunes, still playing live, still wowing crowds with their live shows, put out a little EP last year. In fact, actually, they're doing a private show this Saturday night, I think. But they are planning more shows. I caught up with Adam Timms last week just to work out what's happening in 2025. It's amazing that the Australian ska scene is so strong and still going strong. And still with bands who are putting out tracks in 1985, 40 years ago. Amazing. Australia just continues to wow people, and the longevity of bands, it's, oh man, it's good, it's good. Talking about longevity of bands, we did a Beefy Ska Club at Cherry Bar on Sunday night, and didn't it go off? Pirate Ska Rebellion headlined, and then played for quite some time, and I have to say, absolutely amazing. Watch out for Pirate Ska Rebellion. Their live show now is superb. Skimmed down to a four-piece, and it just gives them so much freedom to just go for it. And, oh, they do it well. They do it really, really well. Honestly, it was blown me away. We had Operation Big Jake Bosstone, Australia's premier third wave nostalgia band. That's all I'm going to call them now, nostalgia band. They were very, very good. Their repertoire is growing. They're doing it so well. They really are. All righty. Let's get on with the show. You don't want to hear me jabbering on all night. You want to hear more great ska. I'll tell you what, though. Should we stay in Australia in 1985? Yes, we shall. I'm going to stay with Sydney. This band are a Sydney band. They're called The Leftovers. I'm just going to jump straight into So Long, Farewell, The Leftovers. You might just have to kick your butt up. Hey, hey, hey,
price of Elvis Presley. I was at school, my bird's name was Leslie. I was around when John Paul, George and Ringo changed all the music and changed all the lingo. Why won't you play my record? 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 Mr. DJ Man. I'm semi-pro, working in a factory. I pay my dues, how about me on TV? My mates all think I'm insane, but I ain't giving up at this stage of the game. Why won't you play my record? 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 Mr. DJ Man. Played all night at parties and clubs. I think the record company's funny. Without me, they won't make any money. Why won't you play my record? 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 Mr. DJ Man.
Stop quick, didn't it? Arthur Kay and the Originals, 1980. Play my record. How awesome is that? Arthur Kay has been playing with the Clarks for quite some time, and they have just announced that they were going to be playing their final gig at the Freedom Sounds Festival in Cologne next month, which is really, really sad. Basically, Arthur says that he reckons the Clarks are the best band he's ever played with, so that's pretty sad. Hopefully, and I'm putting a big hopefully on this, that Arthur will keep going, because obviously he's had the Originals, he's played with the Clarks, he's had his own band. Hopefully we'll keep going and playing some absolute classics. And Arthur Kay, Arthur Kitchener, he's kind of the forgotten man of ska in the UK. I mean, his hits like that one, I mean, he's had loads really, but got overshadowed by the two-tone movement, and he was out there doing it at the same time. And because he wasn't on Two-Tone Records, has kind of been glossed over, which is really, really sad. You know, it's sign of the times, really, but I'm just going to pull up some of his hits that you should know. And I should know off the top of my head as well, shouldn't I? But Scar Wars was from 1980. Oh, the Scamadillos, forgot about those guys. Play My Record, Bad Guys, Americans, Count of Clerkenwell, that's a cracker. Mardi Gras, A Saturday Night. An absolute legacy for Arthur Kay. And it's very, very sad. So like I said, I'm hoping that he does carry on. We all move on. We're all getting old. That's the problem, isn't it? When we get to the age we are. And it's good that he's still performing, that, which is kind of half the battle most of the time, isn't it? We all struggle to get out of bed in the morning. No one but you. That's the one I was thinking. No one, no one but you. No one but you can do what you do. High Flyer. That's, oh, man, I do like Arthur Kay. I should be playing more. I really should. Before that, The Leftovers out of Sydney. That was the B-side of their Danny Livingstone cover, Suzanne, Beware of the Devil. So Long, Farewell. Their single from 1985. Alrighty, we started in 1985 and the 80s. Where are we gonna go now? Let us go to bands you didn't know played ska. And I'm doing bands you didn't know played ska because I have got a very, very loaded on this day in ska. So I'm going to jump into a few bits and pieces and we'll get it out of the way early doors. This time we're going to Russia, Mother Russia. We're going to Moscow. A band called Biting Elbows. Now, this was sent through to me a couple of weeks ago and I couldn't quite fit it in and I had other things to do. Anyway, Biting Elbows. Never heard of these guys before. They are kind of a, well, let's call them hard rock band, but every now and again, throw in a ska tune. This is the first track off their self-titled album, Biting Elbows, from 2011. This is Toothpick. I'm kind of liking the fact that I can play Biting Elbows and I need to go and experience them more. I will be checking out more of the Russian band Biting Elbows. But this is Bands You Didn't Know! Play ska!
Some folks got the patience of the angels, not me. My heart, well, it yearns for vengeance. When they leave the place, I'm gonna leave it smoking. Hearts to be healed and their ribs to be broken. Hearts to be healed and their ribs to be broken. When they leave the place, I'm bound to leave it smoking. Yes, to the floor, I see them moving around. Yeah, heartbreak holds me down. Well, he's out and halfway across my town. Don't know, maybe I did not undergo
Out of Norwich, Connecticut, Llama Tsunami. Now, this is brand new, Hot to Go. Now, you know when they say about certain covers being better than the originals? Hot House Flowers, I Can See Clearly Now. Real Big Fish, Take On Me. Just putting it out there. Mad Caddy's She from Green Day. Anyway, doesn't matter. Hot to Go. Now, I had no idea, apart from the fact that this got sent to me as a cover. Didn't even know what the original was. Chapel Rowan, apparently. Hot to Go. Now, listen to Chapel Rowan, because I'd never even heard of Chapel Rowan before. This is better than the original by an absolute mile. There is a discrepancy, though, in terms of YouTube views. Chapel Rowan's Hot to Go, 52 million views. Blew me away. Llama Tsunami, not that many, even though it's a better version of the same song. Alrighty. I'm not too sure about Chapel Rowan. I need to check out more. I'm a bit of a dinosaur. I don't really listen to mainstream radio. If Chapel Rowan is mainstream, I don't know. Anyway, I like this cover. Llama Tsunami. What do I keep saying, people? 2025. It's the year of the ska cover. Actually, I talked about Beefy Ska Club last break. I ended up DJing after the gig, and because the room was filled and I only had my laptop with me, which is full of ska tunes, I ended up playing a mountain of ska covers from bands like Skamelion, Holophonics, Area 7. I got a load of Area 7 covers in. Man, the place went off. 2025, people. Year of the ska cover. You heard it here first. What about year of the bands you didn't know played ska? Biting Elbows from Moscow in Russia, or for you American listeners, Moscow. Unfortunately, the lead guitarist Igor Gerik Buldenkov passed away in November 2023, and I don't think Biting Elbows have done anything since then. Well, they haven't posted on their Facebook page, put it that way. I don't know. Unfortunately, Russia got a few things going on over there right now, as they have done for the past 3 or 4 years, as have the Ukrainians as well. Let's put it a bit of balance. They've both had a bit going on. That may be a reason why they've been a bit dormant, but also the fact that their lead guitarist also passed away in November 2023. Great to hear from Biting Elbows. I will be checking out more of their back catalogue. You heard Toothpick from their 2011 album, Biting Elbows, self-titled. Alrighty. I briefly teased that I have an absolute bumper on this day in ska. It's not a downside. I like diversity on this show, as you well know. All of these on this day in ska are from the good old US of A, but we've got a decent variation in terms of what we're going to hear. Now, I just mentioned Mad Caddies. Their version of She, I think, personally, is better than Green Day's original, all right? Just saying it. On this day in 2003, Mad Caddies put out Just One More. I'm going straight to the top, folks. This is an absolute belter, and I'm going to go live. Drinking 411, That's Just What I Do. Released on this day in 2003, Just One More, Drinking 411, Mad Caddies. We're going live.
Drinking for a living, that's just what I do. But when I'm not with you, my heart goes bare. End of the bar, that's just where I'll be. They'll try and come find me, 'cause I'm already dead. We're one outside of to my mind. Steals every breath I have and leaves my heart behind. I wanna know what you're feeling, if you're feeling alone. Wanna be with you, still care. Last time I remember you, the last time I wasn't scared. When the night stops fading and the morning arrives, wanna still feel you around. Will you creep into my head again? Pick me up off the ground. Well, you can't see through today. There's nowhere left to stay. Sometimes it feels like I'm out here all alone. I just want a million stars with no place left to go. I feel shelter to me with every move that I make. I follow a course behind my soul it wants to take. I want to know what you're feeling if you're feeling alone. I want you to feel still care. The last time I remember you, the last time I wasn't scared. There's nowhere left to stay. Drinking for a living, that's just what I do when I'm not with you. My heart goes to bed.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Did you forget me? girl, did you ever feel like I do? Girl, I know that we never talk too much, but somehow I still feel the same way. If you'd be beside me in the morning, girl, yeah, then we can begin learning our lesson in love in your bedroom again.
Released on this day in 1996, Hepcat's second album, Scientific. I thought I'd try something different. I went deep in the album and picked Relation for You. Those guys formed in 1989, and after the death of Greg Lee last year, well, I think they've played a couple of gigs, but there's not too much else happening. I actually think they put out like a dub version of Scientist last year. I didn't really check it out. I'm not really a dub man, as I will tell you each and every week. Anyway, good to hear from Hepcat. Don't play them enough. And Scientific is one of their great albums. Before that, Mad Caddies, Drinking for a Living. Drinking for a Living, that's me. Drinking for a Living. Drinking for 11 off their Just One More album from 2003. That was their fourth studio album. Great tune, that. One of my favourite Mad Caddies tunes. All right. Let's stay in California right now. The OC Supertones from Orange County, California. They put out an album in... Oh, yes, this is the title track off their Supertones Strike Back album from 1998. But that album didn't come out on this day in 1998. The Ultimate Collection came out on this day in 2008. Funnily enough, track one on Supertones Strike Back and track one on the Ultimate Collection are the same track. Supertones Strike Back, the OC Supertones, released on this day. Well, the greatest hits, the Ultimate Collection was 2008. released on this day in 2002. Dave Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven out of New York City. I want a coffee. I want a coffee. Yes, Dave Hilliard, more famous probably for his work in The Slackers, but Dave Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 albums so far, last one released in 2022, but his second album, United Front, was released in 2002, and that is track one, Song of the United Front. Dave's also done a couple of solo albums as well. Dave Hilliard plays hits of Jackpot, and Dave Hilliard presents California. So he's a busy man in the world of ska. In fact, his bio says, legendary ska, rocksteady and reggae saxophone player, most famous for his work with the Slackers. So there you go. Check him out, Dave Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven. Before that, we heard from the OC Supertones, or the Orange County Supertones. Their greatest hits, or their ultimate collection, came out on this day in 2008. Originally called The Supertones, but apparently there was another name, or another band under that name, so they became their OC Supertones. Broke up in 2005, reunited in 2010. Done, what, studio? 1, 2, 3, 9 studio albums, a couple of live albums in there as well. Always, there are always rumors of these guys getting back together. Whether they will or not is another question. Supertones Strike Back was the name of the track you heard. That is the title of their 1997 second album. It's also track number one on the Ultimate Collection. Great band. Blew up the Christian ska scene about the same time as Five Iron Frenzy. And what a band. What a band. No doubt people will be chasing them to reunite, because quite a few of the old California bands are getting back together and creating waves. I'm looking at you, Dance Hall Crashers. Alrighty, where are we going to go now from Dave Hilliard? Let's go a little bit north and a little bit east. Let's go to perhaps the greatest, yes, the greatest album in US ska history. It got to number one on the Billboard charts. Its lead single got to number one on the Billboard charts. It got to number one in quite a few places across the world as well. You've all heard the big hits off, let's face it, from the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, which got released on this day in 1997. I'm just going to go a little bit different. Let's go deep into the album for one of my favourite Bosstones tunes, and it just doesn't get played. Hence why I'm going to play it for you now. One of my favourite tunes off Let's Face It by the Bosstones is called Numbered Days. Great tune. I could play Impression That I Get. I could play Rascal King. There's probably 7 or 8 tunes I could play off this album, but let's do something different. As is my wont, after all. It's Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. And I'm the Beefy. Numbered Days. Mighty, Mighty Bosstones.
And he'll target anyone. Brass knuckles in his pocket, steel toe shoes. Life up the body when you're factoring blues. Familiar with this kind of, he'll target anyone. Crossed the path at the worst time to do it. Toes to the temple and you didn't live through it.
too many turns, I've turned out to be wrong. This time I learned that I knew it all along. Car crashes occur, then I'll be what you were. When I see what I should, when I see that it's good, and that it's good. To experience the bittersweet, to taste defeat, then brush my teeth. Experience the bittersweet, to taste defeat, then brush my teeth. Cause I struggle with forward motion, I struggle with forward motion. We all struggle with forward motion. Cause forward motion is harder than it sounds. Well, every time I get some ground, I gotta turn myself around again. It's harder than it sounds. Well, every time I get some ground, I gotta turn myself around again. I've been banging my head against the wall for so long it seems I got knocked out. A weight that wasn't me. Too many turns, I've turned out to be wrong. This time I learned that I knew it all along. When I grasp the concept, then I'll sleep where you slept. When I know I need help, when I allow myself to experience the bittersweet, to taste defeat, then brush your teeth. Experience the bittersweet, taste defeat, then brush your teeth. Cause I struggle with forward motion, I struggle with forward motion. We all struggle with forward motion. Cause forward motion is harder than it sounds. Well, every time I get some ground, I gotta turn myself around again. It's harder than it sounds. Well, every time I get some ground, I gotta turn myself around again. Cause I struggle with forward motion. We all struggle with forward motion.
Anything that's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Anything that's gonna be, is gonna be. Anything that you decide has been decided for some time, and you decided you don't wanna be with me. And anything I'm gonna say is long been spoken. Anything I'm gonna sing, I've already screamed. Anything you wanna know, well, you have always known, and you know that you don't wanna be with me. So nah, 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 now that I nah, 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 know that there's nah, 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 nah. Anything that's in your heart is on your sleeve. Anything I want to hear sure won't fall on my ears, cause you're saying you don't want to be with me. And anything that's in the future is determined. Anything that's in the past is history. Anything that's in the here and now is obviously clear, like how you presently don't want to be with me. So nah, 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 now that I nah, 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 know that there's nah, 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 nothing to say. Say na 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 nothing, na 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 no one but me.
Jackson's Flying Circus. The EP About Time was released on this day in 2016. That is their official only second release. They released Jeffy in 2011. So there you go. Only a three-piece, but banging out some great, great tunes. A Picture of the TARDIS is track one off the About Time EP 6-tracker. Matt Wixon's Flying Circus out of Detroit, Michigan. Before that, we heard Reliant K from Canton, Ohio, the home of the NFL Hall of Fame. From 2003, their album Two Lefts Don't Make a Right, But Three Do got released on this day in 2003. Nominated for a Grammy. Yes, a Grammy for Best Rock Gospel Album. Not sure it won, but there you go, got nominated, so that's half the battle. Would they have gotten the telly? Probably not. I don't think Best Rock Gospel Album gets on the TV, does it? I don't know. Mate, do. That's their fifth album out of 15 albums. Not done a lot since about 2018, I don't think. Haven't really seen their name published too much either. Not necessarily a ska band either. More, like I say, gospel rock. They do quite a few ska songs. They were always thrown in the mix with Five Iron Frenzy and possibly even the OC Supertones as well. But that tune, a Forward Motion, got released as a single as well, double A-side, with Falling Out off that album. So check out Reliant K. Very good band. Like I said, a bit of rock, little bit of ska, quite a bit of pop punk. Let's put it that way. Before that, probably the greatest ska album in US history. Let's Face It from the Mighty, Mighty Bosstones. Got released on this day in 1997. Impression that I get. Royal Oil, Rascal King, Another Drinking Song, 1, 2, 8, all feature on this album. But weirdly enough, I just chose Numbered Days because I like it. I like it a lot. I thought it was a Joe Gittleman tune because Joe's solo stuff and the Kilogram stuff sounds very, very like Numbered Days, but it's not. It is a Dickie Barrett and Nate Albert tune. So no doubt Joe had his fingers all over that one, but it does sound like Joe and the Kilogram stuff. But there you go. It's an awesome album. I think everyone that listens to this show will have a copy, no doubt. It's one of the seminal ska albums of our time, and we should be celebrating it. In fact, do you know what? I actually toyed with just playing the album all the way through today, and I thought, no, because it might alienate a few people, and we're going to do something different. I do something different every week on this show. And it just happened that March 11, so many releases came out in this kind of the ska world on this day. So I thought, I'm going to give equal credence to everyone and just play my favourites off each of these albums. All right, I think we've finished the kind of on this day with stuff getting released. I am going to now play a band that announced their existence on this day in 2020. They're from New Orleans, Louisiana. They're called Bad Operation. They released their debut album in December 2020. They're on Bad Time Records. But on this day in 2020, March 11th, they publicly announced they exist. So happy birthday to Bad Operation. 5 years old today. I'm going to go to the top of their self-titled debut album, an absolute belter called Perilous. Bad Operation out of New Orleans.
Bad Operation from New Orleans.
Ticking, ticking toes, feeling perilous. Wearing shiny shoes, cause I'm perilous.
polka. Doing my rude boy polka. I'm gonna take out one step behind. Touring streets, that'll be gone. All out in the Shkoskis. All out in the Shkoskis.
They're from Prague. They're called the Chancers. Now, Žižkov Skins, off their Rude Boy Polka album, their debut album from 2001, has just been re-released as a single. Now, I'm not sure whether it's kind of been remastered or it's been re-released for a reason or whether the Chancers just have had a bit of quiet time off and decided they're back. But they are back with a bang. I love that tune. The Chancers. I think the lead singer... He sounds like Paul Heaton from The House Mines and Beautiful South and that and solo stuff. And obviously got in Biffy's top 30 of 2024 as well with his Quicksand song. Great tune. Wouldn't normally play, I don't think, but it's so good. And like I said, it has just been re-released as a single a couple of days ago. So I'm glad the Chancers could give me a nudge and say, Biffy, play our song. We are back, baby, from Prague in Czechia. Before that, Bad Operation out of New Orleans. On this day in 2020, these guys were born. Yes, they announced to the world that they were a band, and the debut album, Bad Operation by Bad Operation, came out in December 2020. You heard number one track off that album, Perilous. And I think that Bad Time Records have been promising new material from Bad Operation in 2025. New album on the way. Alrighty, that is it for the first helping of Ska, your first serving of Ska goodness for this week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the Ska cult that is Beefy's Ska Nation Radio. Also, I want to thank people for getting in touch after the stuff I put up about our 600 show on my social media. So if you haven't seen it, please jump on, I think I put it on Facebook. Just look up Ska Nation Radio on Facebook. I'm on Twitter as well, Ska Nation Radio. I am also on the gram where the cool kids hang out. But it's under Beefy's Ska Club on Instagram. You can follow me there. All the playlists are there. All the repeats of the show via the podcast are there. I put up some fun live stuff as well from around the world. Just, yeah, try my best each and every week. I'm going to go out with an absolute classic from Jamaica in the 60s. Now, what piqued my ears up in the past day or so? King Charles III of the England and United Kingdom, whatever his title is, has confessed that Millie's My Boy Lollipop is his favourite song. And he loves a bit of ska and reggae. Big Bob Marley fan. Yes, who'd have thunk it that King Charles loves his ska and reggae. So, when he says that, then we have to play it. We have to celebrate the life of Millie Small. Also, what else did he say? He was very complimentary of the Windrush generation and the culture and songs and music they brought to the UK, which is phenomenal. And, you know, I know he's has to do the right thing by a lot of people. But, like I said, named Millie Small, named Bob Marley. Obviously noticed the specials. There you go. King Charles wasn't on my bingo card, my ska bingo card for 2025. But there you go. All right, so Let's end this premier pasting of ska for this week with a bit of Millie Small, 1964. My boy lollipop, ba da da da.
My boy lollipop, you made my heart go giddy up. You are a sweet as candy. You're my sugar dandy.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.